Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the silsila, The Ideal Muslim. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have another power-packed episode for you, something which will leave us to think about our situation, our friendships out there as well. Before we move on to that topic of discussion, please make good intentions. As you know, the beautiful hadith by now, Niyatul Mu'mini, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay, make those good intentions that I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make the good intentions that whatever I learn, I will try my best to practice upon that and to teach others as well. I hope that your notebooks, your pens and papers are out, so you can take down those important Madani pearls of advices and always refer to them at a later stage. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of salawat or durud-e paak or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this beautiful hadith as mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, that the beloved Rasul, the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. Subhanallah, that the person who would have been reciting the most amount of durud-e paak and salat upon me will be the closest to me amongst the people on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Who doesn't want this? Which believer and Muslim doesn't want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is one way. Yes, following the sunnah, obeying the commands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are other ways as well. With that, try to recite maximum amounts of durud-e paak and salawat. Let us recite together, Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, as I mentioned, that friendships, each one of us has it. Whether we have friends and colleagues in the colleges, universities, school, or in the workplace as well, or out of the workplace, general friends. But what makes a good friend and what makes a bad friend? Today we are going to center our topic on bad company, bad relationships, and so-called friendships with people who have bad characters that affect our lives in different ways. We need to understand something, that the ideal Muslim, he knows his duty as a Muslim. He knows his purpose of life, which is to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, which is to obey Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he is here in this world, you and I as believers, as Muslims, as ummatis of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our purpose is to prepare for the grave and the hereafter as well. Now, bad company or bad friends, they actually act as stumbling blocks and obstacles to our path of success. What is our path? Our path is at the road to Madinatul Munawwarah, Madina Sharif. Our destination is Madina Sharif, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, through the wasila of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Jannatul Firdaus, without accountability in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's easy for us to just say this, but we have to live it. We have to in our actions, we need to display this as well. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, our open enemy, Aduwwum Mubeen, the open, the clear enemy is none other than Shaitan, Satan. He has many helpers. He has many who assist him amongst the jinn, amongst the human beings as well. And an ally, a friend of Shaitan is the Nafsul Ammara. This nafs, the ego, the carnal and the base desires, those evil desires which push us towards fulfilling of evil desires, they work together. We need to understand this, that those friends out there, who is my good friend? Who is my true friend? A true friend will never take you towards the disobedience and the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is mentioned that many Muslims, through their lips, through their voices, they say that, I love Allah Azza wa Jal. I love the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But on the other hand, in their actions, through their deeds, they have a friendship with Shaitan, with Satan, the cursed one. Let me give you a parable, as documented in the book Call to Righteousness, authored by Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Daman Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, who is the founder of Dawat Islami. On page 290, it is mentioned an incident, a true incident, that once in a certain locality, in a certain neighborhood, the people of the area were getting a very bad smell, a heavy stench, and they decided, after a long time of looking and locating where this bad smell is coming from, where is it emanating from, they contacted the police, they did some investigation, and they found it coming from a certain home in that neighborhood. It was locked. They break down the door, and what do they find inside? They find the corpse of a young man lying on a bed. Some of his body parts had already decomposed. Insects and worms and maggots were feeding on his body. Upon further investigation, they had found out that this person was a laborer, and he was living in that home on rent. He had a friendship with certain people who were gamblers. Allahu Akbar. One day, by gambling with those people, with the so-called friends, he wins a large amount of money and he comes home. What happens? Those friends, they enter into his home. They demand the money. He doesn't give it to them. They put a noose, a rope around his neck. They shock him with electric shockers, and in this way he dies, and they steal his money. They leave him like that. What kind of friends are these? My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we should examine ourselves and examine our friendship with people. That is this person truly a good friend, a good companion for me? Or is this person somebody that will take me towards Jahannam? Think about this logically and Islamically. This person who claims to be my friend, and if we claim to be others' friend as well, look at it from both sides of the coin. And this person who claims to be my friend, where are they taking me towards? In which direction? What do they encourage me to do? Do they encourage me to indulge in drugs or go towards the casinos and gambling dens? Are they taking me towards the movies and the dramas and plays out there? Are they taking me towards the clubs, or towards alcohol, or towards gatherings where there's shamelessness and immodesty? Is that a real friend? Because behind those actions, or those so-called entertainments, what lies there? Behind gambling and alcohol and drugs and clubs, etc., lies Jahannam. Because these are the paths leading towards the punishment in the grave, even in this world, in the hereafter as well. So is that person truly my friend? Allahu Akbar. Examine our relationships with our friends. And remember, your true friend is one who will encourage you to establish the salah in your life. Yes, that is a true friend. A true friend will be there in your times of sadness and happiness. A true friend will take you to the path leading towards Madinah Sharif, leading towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A true friend will take you towards the path leading to the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That true friend will take you towards goodness, establishing salah in your life, practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, discharging of your zakah, giving sadaqat and charities, going for hajj if you have the physical and financial ability. And these kind of good things that Islam encourages us to do, your friend, your true friend will encourage you to do the same. Because behind this lies the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned, do not involve yourself in such a thing which is not useful for you, and stay away from your enemy, and avoid your friend. But if he is trustworthy, as there is no one equal to the one who is trustworthy, and do not be with the sinner, as he will teach you sins, and do not talk about your secret in front of him, and don't seek advice from these kind of people. Allahu Akbar. Do seek advice from those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Amirul Mu'mineen, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned, don't become friends with a transgressor, because he will decorate his evil acts for you and will want you to become like him and will show you his worst habit as his good habit. His visit to you is a defect, and do not have brotherhood with a fool, as he will put himself in trouble and he will not give you any benefit at all. And maybe sometimes he will want to benefit you, but he will end up harming you. His silence is better than speaking. His distance is better than being close to you. And this kind of a person, his death is better than his life. Do not have brotherhood with a liar as well, because being sociable with this person will not benefit you in any way. He will convey to others whatever you have told him, and whatever others have told to him, he will convey to you as well. Even if you speak the truth with him or to him, he will not speak the truth with you. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ja'far bin Sulaiman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned, once I saw a dog was walking behind Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and I asked him, O Abu Yahya, this was his kunya, is it with you this dog, your companion, is he following you? So he rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi replied, this dog is better than a bad company. Allahu Akbar. This dog is better than a bad companion. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So many ahadith have been narrated regarding the effects of bad company. Don't you remember the beautiful and famous hadith, the summary of which is, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the example of a good and bad companion is like one who is selling musk, a person who is selling perfume, and the bad companion is like a blacksmith. From the good companion, either he will give you some of that perfume and fragrance for free, or you'll buy some for him, or just that environment that you are in with him, some of that fragrance will rub off onto you. And the bad company, if you go into the blacksmith's place, that soot and that smoke and the dirt will end up on your clothing. Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has elaborated on this beautiful hadith, that how beautiful example the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us, that even if you go towards the perfumer, the one who is selling fragrance, he won't give you dirt, he won't give you soot and smoke, and if you go to the blacksmith, he won't give you fragrance. Like this, in good company, you will expect good as well. You will end up becoming good. One of the brothers had mentioned that there was a youngster who started work in a place where there were many Muslim co-workers, and they were punctual with their salah. This youngster was not. Salah time would come, they would go and perform their salah. And one day this youngster, because he was not punctual, he didn't have that realization of the importance of salah, he wouldn't go. But one day he thought, all my other workers, my fellow employees, they are going to perform salah and I'm sitting at work. Rather I join them. And he ended up joining them for the salahs as well. This is good company. On the other hand, if you are one who is punctual with your salah and you are with those who are not or indulge in other sins, eventually it will rub off onto you. Just like it is mentioned, the person is known by their friends. When we look at a person's friends, we can realize what kind of a person this individual is. And if your friends, the so-called friends who are out there, if they take you towards bad and evil places, according to Islam, then people will label you as that as well. And we should guard our honor, guard our modesty and our respect as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Allama Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned that a person used to remain in the company of alcoholics, those who were drunkards. And when he was on his deathbed, somebody asked him and tried to persuade him to recite the kalima, Allahu Akbar, the article of faith, and reminded him, try to recite this. But he ended up saying that you drink and give me to drink as well, ma'adallah azza wa jal. And like this, in this condition, without reciting the kalima, that person had died. Another person who was fond of entertainments and games and pleasures and so-called luxuries and was involved heavily in just wasting his time in playing chess, not performing his salah, not doing all these good things. At the end of the day, when he was about to die, somebody encouraged him, recite the kalima, my dear brother. What did he say? He said, your king. And then he died. A'udhu billahi min dhalik. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us a good death, a good shaheed death whilst we are fasting in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus without accountability in the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, and this is mentioned in Musnad Imam Ahmad, that Al-Mar'u ala dini khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalitu, that a person follows the religion of his friend. He should see who he befriends. Therefore, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, commenting on this beautiful hadith and thought-provoking hadith, mentions, before making friends with any person, test them. What kind of a person are they? What kind of manners do they have? What is the character all about? Are they Islamically inclined or not? Or they are inclined towards materialism and the greed of this world? And the beautiful Quranic verse in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 119, mentions, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, translation from Kanzul Iman, and be with the truthful. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allama Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated a very beautiful parable just for our understanding purposes, the effects of bad company. Listen to it carefully. It is mentioned that at a river bank, once there was a frog and a rat had come by. The rat and the frog, they had a conversation with each other. And the rat says that they became friends. So the rat says, if I want to meet with you, how do I meet with you? Because normally you stay in the water. And if I call out to you, perhaps you will not be able to hear me. So the frog said, okay, because of our friendship, let's take a thread and tie my leg with one part of the thread on one side and tie your leg with the other side. So anytime you want to meet, we can find our way towards each other. One day, a crow is praying and searching for a meal, and finds the rat, pounces on the rat, grabs it in its beak and flies away. Now because the frog, the thread is attached to his leg, the frog ends up also in the air, being pulled by the crow as a meal for that crow, and says that this is the punishment of friendship with a silly rat. This shows the company of bad people. They will pull you down with them. Allahu Akbar. And as I mentioned earlier, if the friends are doing wicked things, evil things, and you are associated with them, people will label you with that as well. Al-Hazrat, our master, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, has mentioned that the company of people who have corrupt beliefs is like a fire. And the beliefs of educated, sensible and mature people have also been corrupted. Don't you know the story of Imran bin Hattan Raqqashi? That he was at a stage, a famous muhaddith in the era of the Tabi'een. What happens? Now, because he had so much of knowledge, he's a muhaddith, he's famous. He says that, I'm going to get married to a lady, but she has corrupt beliefs. She's a deviant. And I will marry her so I can change her, make her into a Sunni Sahihul Aqidah. Nevertheless, he marries this person, and over a period of time, because of the company of this person with evil and corrupt beliefs and the family, that influences him. And ultimately, he becomes a deviant. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. So Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala ali further mentions that this is the condition of learned people, that many have been trapped and tricked and have lost their pure, pristine beliefs of Islam. What about the layman out there? What about the general public out there who want to engage and have close friendships with people who have false beliefs, with people who have corrupt beliefs? May Allah Azza wa Jal protect our iman, protect the iman of our families, our children, our kids, and our future generations as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, another parable. We need to be very careful, not just us, regarding the friendships we make with people outside, but with our children, our kids as well, our siblings, our brothers, our sisters, and our close connections and fellow Muslims in at large. Once a Madani child belonging to a good family starts having the company of some bad friends, bad influences, the father becomes aware of this and tries to make this child understand, my dear child, you will end up becoming like them. Their bad habits will end up and it will rub onto you. The child, the little child says that, my dear father, beloved father, don't worry. I will not become like them. The father intends to teach this child practically and make this child understand practically. So one day, he buys some plums, the fruit, some plums, and brings it home. Everybody at home, they enjoy the plums, and some of them, he stores it away, he keeps it away. The child, the motherly child says, oh my father, one moment, there's a rotten plum amongst those that you're keeping away. Remove that from there. So the father says, no, leave it. We'll see tomorrow what happens. The next day, when the father and the son, they see the plums, they witness that the plums near the rotten plum end up becoming rotten as well. They start becoming rotten as well. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful lesson. The father advises the son, my son, have you observed the impact of company? The fresh plums that were kept in the company of the rotten one also ended up rotten. This Madani child realized that what his father was saying makes sense. And he took the advice of his father, repented of having company of bad friends, and never went back to those friends. In a similar way, you and I, as fellow Muslims, some of us out there as parents as well, we need to help our children to realize. Don't just tell them. In today's era, we have to explain to them the consequences of certain things. Remember, disciplining your child is not punishment. Punishment in many a times suppresses the bad behavior. But discipline and helping them to understand, take out that time, explain to them, whether it's your child or your siblings or fellow Muslims as well, why it is good to do this and why it is bad to do that. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, peer pressure is out there. Many of us, we have experienced it, or our kids are experiencing it, or we know little siblings are experiencing it as well. We need to develop such a tight relationship with our family members, with our neighbors, and with fellow Muslims in our locality, even out of our locality, that people confide in us, and we can confide in trustworthy people as well. Because life is too short, time is too short, here today and gone tomorrow. When we are gone tomorrow, who will remember us? It will be as if we never existed. Therefore, plant the seeds of good deeds now. As the beautiful hadith has mentioned, الدُّنْيَا مَزْرَعَةُ الْآخِرَةِ, that this world is a farm for your hereafter. And the scholars have mentioned, what are you planting? Are you planting good deeds so that you can harvest the rewards in the hereafter, or bad deeds so that person will harvest what he sows? Allahu Akbar. If we are planting apples, we can't expect bananas. So if you're planting evil deeds and sins, we can't expect that we will just be forgiven and we will enter into paradise and enjoy the abundance and enjoyments of paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us paradise without accountability and forgive us. Tawbah, repentance is necessary. If we have been with bad friends before, now is the time. Not later, not tomorrow, because life is too short. We don't know when our time is up. Now is the time to repent and to cut off those kind of relationships. Yes, Islam is about mending relationships, not breaking it. But with certain people who are taking us towards the doors of Jahannam, it's better to cut off relations with them. If they are not making efforts to change themselves, to transform and to reform themselves and becoming sincere, practical Muslims, it's better for us not to associate with them, because they will fall down and they will pull us with them. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, do you know there are some people out there that actually advertise their sins? They go to their friends, their friend circle, and they inform them, you know which new drug I tried? Do you know which movie I've seen? Do you know which club I've tried? I've tried this new gambling den and casino. They advertise their sins. So one is to commit the sin, and it is also a sin to expose your sin. Allah Azza wa Jal conceals our faults. Why do we expose it? And those same friends, think about this, those same friends will end up becoming witnesses against you on the day of judgment. That when you are called out and you are reading from your nama amal, your book of deeds, what you did and what you said in this world, and all the wrongs and evils and the sins there, the same friends will be your witnesses. When you are in trouble on the day of judgment, do you think those friends that took you towards unlawful entertainments and luxuries and enjoyments will assist you? No, they won't, because they can't. The only person that can assist us on the day of judgment through the power of Allah Azza wa Jal and permission of Allah Azza wa Jal is none other than the one who cares about us the most, and that is our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal has given him the authority to be Shafi'ul Mudhnibin, the intercessor of the sinners, and we know our sins. And we are hopeful and we make the dua that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive us through the blessings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Grant us the shafa'a and the intercession of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of judgment. Nevertheless, this is bad company. Bad company is only there to take us down. If we truly want good company, I will advise you, get involved, absorb yourselves in this beautiful Madani movement of Dawood Islami. Dawood Islami has the platforms, the facilities, the Madani activities to help us to reform ourselves, providing good company in a good, wholesome and healthy environment so that we can learn our deen in an easy and simple manner and practice upon that with the good intentions and to transfer this knowledge to others as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.